I don't think that they have any useful role to play in the global economy. What I would say is that, you know, from the perspective of my mandate, it's a matter of serious concern, and I would urge the authorities in Ghana to critically look at the question whether or not they would be contributing to a just economic order by, you know, seizing this particular ship. And I would urge them to try and find a way out of the problem that does not really complicate things for the country of nationality of the ship.
This seizure of the ship was quite an unprecedented move. Now, if Ghana allows the ship to be taken by the Vulture Fund, it kind of begs the question, where does it stop?
The Ghanaian authorities obviously can look to precedents elsewhere, you know, where the authorities obviously through the courts of law in particular places have actually held against voucher funds. Two examples come to mind. The Court of Appeal in Hong Kong actually handed down a judgment in which it frustrated the efforts of one notorious voucher fund that has been pursuing the DRC government all over the world. And in that particular decision, it basically reinforced the idea of sovereign immunity and, you know, prevented the voucher fund from seizing assets belonging to the DRC government. More recently, I think it was earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken, the Privy Council in the UK upheld an appeal by the DRC government, again, in the context of the proceedings brought against it by FG Capital Management, which, as I mentioned, has been pursuing assets throughout the world. And, you know, those, I think, provide sufficient precedent for the Ghanaian authorities to look very critically at the issue and make a decision that sort of serves to reinforce the principle of sovereign immunity.
This so-called Vulture Fund, why do you think they've targeted Ghana in particular to bring this litigation against Argentina?
Typically, the way these vulture funds operate is that they identify jurisdictions around the world where the target country has assets that can easily be seized. So that is the way that they typically, you know, operate. It's morally reprehensible. I mean, it cannot be justified. The only logical explanation is that the owners of these vulture funds are greedy individuals that are determined to take away resources from poor people right around the world. There's no reason why a legitimate creditor cannot come to the table when other creditors are negotiating with the sovereign on restructuring of debt. So the only logical explanation is these individuals are morally bankrupt individuals that are keen on depriving the world's poorest people with scarce resources.
There were more than 200 people aboard this vessel. They're obviously kind of stuck in the middle in this case.
No, it's not fair. Whichever way you look at it, it's not fair. It's not fair on the people that are caught up in the middle. It's not fair on the country that is being targeted. It's not fair on other creditors. You must remember that the target country owes other creditors money. And so all of these actions by voucher funds actually just complicate relations between the target country and other creditors or development partners. There's no justification for it at all.
Chile sending envoys to Ghana, and obviously I'm sure the Argentine government are already putting pressure on Ghana at the moment. This kind of risks becoming a bit of a diplomatic spat.
It may well end up that way, but what I can say now that the issue has been brought to my attention is that I will do what I can within the limits of my mandate or the capabilities of my mandate to bring global attention, you know, to this particular issue and maybe officially call upon the government of Ghana to do something that would be positive.